Time to check in with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. Bob, when we get together on Mondays, we usually like to talk about excitement and winning and how things are going in a positive direction. But after this weekend with the Giants, I guess there is some sort of positivity we could bring from it. What good things do you think came out of this weekend, if anything?
Well, it was a very tough weekend in San Francisco. We did this in 2011 as well. Good morning, boys. You know, we go into San Francisco on these rare occasions that you get interleague play against the American League or the National League West. And, you know, they took it to us back then. And same thing happened this weekend. We just had no offense whatsoever. You know, the number four, five, and six hitters, Mr. Santana, Michael Brantley, Asdrubal Cabrera were combined 0 for 29 on the weekend, and that's difficult. The middle of your lineup there, our guys were getting on base in front of them. We just couldn't do anything. We got decent pitching, which is the silver lining. Danny Salazar threw the ball real well. Zach McAllister threw well, except for a really weird one inning that took that game out of the win column for us. All in all, though, a very tough weekend in San Francisco.
Bob, I'm you know, we're going on with the Angels now, so this is no other easy task, I guess, as we look forward to that. But we'll be coming home for the month of May, so we can got some.
Yeah, this West Coast road trip continues with three starts tonight. Justin Masterson on the mound against the Angels, who played last night in Yankee Stadium. So let's hope they get a little jet lag or something going on. But Justin Masterson on the mound for us, three games here against the L.A. Angels. And then we do, yes, come home and begin the month of May at home, American League Central theme again with the White Sox and Twins. Get a chance to move up in the standings of our division. Our division's all bunched together. We're in last place, only three games back. I think only one win separates all of us in the division. So, you know, everybody's beating up on one another. But the White Sox come in. It's our first weekend with a full array of promotions. On Friday night, it's Sugardale Dollar Dogs. On Saturday, it's Oral Hershiser bobblehead, courtesy of our friends at Meritech. Sunday's Key Man Kids Fun Day. And then that's for the weekend with the White Sox. And then there's four with Kansas City, including a weekday day game that concludes the homestand on Thursday, May 8th. So lots going on when the tribe comes home.
Hey, Bob, you mentioned the Oral Hershiser bobblehead night. Have you ever done a Gaylord Perry bobblehead? And the reason I ask is pine tar, of course, is back in the news. And I just wondered if you might, have you ever done a Gaylord bobblehead?
We have. We actually did one maybe just 2 years ago. I don't know if it's been three by now. But we did do one, and actually we put a little darker mark on the bill of the cat and had his right hand going up against the bill of his cap, just to have a little play on the fact that, you know, he even wrote a book called Me and the Spitter. And so we had some fun with that. He had some fun with it. And I think our fans really enjoyed it.
Also, CT, you've got a new website out there regarding the 20th anniversary of Progressive Field. Tell us about that.
Yes, we put that together really an enjoyable read if you want to go and take a peek at that. You know, it has video highlights. It has Tom Hamilton's calls, his top 10 moments of the 20 years. Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com wrote a lengthy story about the 20 years and all the highlights and fun, and you know, just gives a real wonderful representation of what the first 20 years are all about, and then speaks to some of the thoughts as to what's up for the next 20 years in that building. So really a wonderful job by some talented people in our organization. It's something Indians fans should absolutely go to. So go to the Indians website, and you will find it easily.
Sounds good. Our guest today, Bob DiBiasio, the Cleveland Indians. We'll talk again next Monday, hopefully with some better news after a weekend, how things work out. But, you know, it's still early. It's only 1 month down. We got
only 5 months of baseball to go, boys.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks very much, Bob. Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. Thanks for joining us again.